Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Insperity, inspiring business performance.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Kathy Perry's here. I know. I'm excited, too. Kathy's a great member of our Brain Trust now for coming up on 7 years. She's been hanging out with us. She's not only our social media guru. She is my social media guru. And I encourage you to check her out at KathyPerry.com. Kathy with a K. Kathy, welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. Happy to be here.
Good to have you back. She's the best, folks. Okay. I was telling the audience that you join us a lot of times just to tell us what the platforms are up to.
Yeah.
What are they doing to us, not for us?
Well, one of the things that Facebook is doing is they're cracking down on disguised links. And that's when advertisers try to trick the Facebook reviewers and send traffic to a page that looks okay, but then redirects it to the page they really want to advertise.
Like a lost leader.
Yeah, kind of like a lost leader. And Facebook, usually when it's doing that, it's taking them to a page that violates Facebook's terms and, their ad rules. So they have now, they're utilizing artificial intelligence and they've expanded, human review processes to help mm-hmm. them identify and capture and the cloaking. They will be shutting those pages down and going after those.
What will they do when you say go after them? What does that mean? Are
they going to ban them?
Ban them from the company.
Yes, won't be able to advertise anymore.
Wow.
And they will shut down those pages.
Wow.
So they're really frustrated
somehow, there are people out there, Kathy, you may not believe this, but there are people out there that who wouldn't think that would be such a bad thing to be banned from Facebook.
Sort of like
the rabbit said, in that old fable, please don't throw me in the briar patch.
That's right. Well, it's a technique that's used a lot with advertisers to, there is some cloaking that is designed because it's a big long link and maybe an affiliate link that's very long and you want to shorten it. But then there's other types of cloaking schemes that are designed to deceive the reviewer, and
right.
then so that it'll automatically go.
I don't even understand if you worked as hard at doing it. This is one of those things to me, Kathy, where like a lot of thievery and malfeasance. If you worked mm-hmm. as hard to do it right as you did to try to cheat somebody, you probably make more money. It doesn't make any sense. I mean, they're going to catch you.
That's right. I mean, but,
whose algorithms are smarter than Facebook's algorithms, right?
You know what? They got
more money than God, and so they can do whatever they want.
They certainly can, and they are. So it's a good idea not to try and, trick them because they're going to catch you.
Yeah.
And even if you're doing something that's not illegal, because they're scrutinizing everything so carefully, and you can violate things without even knowing you're violating things. I had one of my clients where they stopped the ad because they didn't like the client's page with the graphics on the page. And even though it was a healthcare type of product and a health images, they felt like they violated their terms, advertising terms. Yeah, and like a thermal image
what they do?
From a thermography. They stopped the ad. and said this violates our terms. And so
do you think that they were just being difficult or unreasonable about that? Was there any justification for it at all?
It's, you know, their perspective that you have to be really careful where what images are on your website when you're sending people to it. And, you know, we had some images of the body that are thermograms. And, you know, but they felt like they violated their terms.
Folks, you don't want to mess with a Facebook Gestapo.
No.
The Facebook SS. The Facebook KGB. You don't want to mess with the Facebook KGB, do you?
That's right.
Well, that's what they are, aren't they? Aren't they the KGB?
Yeah. Well, it's their.
They're the enforcers. They're the muscle.
And it's theirs, and you're using it for free.
That's right.
And so you have to respect and honor their rules.
And what have we learned? What have we learned over the last 10 years?
Well, we've learned that if you don't own it, you know, you're just playing on their.
They're not on your side.
And they're not on your
side. They didn't do this for you. They did this for them, and they convinced you to play along with it.
Absolutely.
And we're doing it. Billions of people are doing it.
You got to follow the rules. Absolutely.
In fact, it reminds me, and I don't have my tongue in my cheek when I say this at all. It reminds me a little bit of drugs. I mean, think about it.
Yes.
If you want to get somebody hooked on drugs, the first thing you do is give it to them for free.
Give it to them for free.
Get them hooked on it, and then you can do. I mean, tell me that Facebook isn't addictive for people.
Oh, absolutely. No, it's totally. As a matter of fact, to the point where it's annoying, people are just.
Well, they can't work. It affects relationships. It affects their professional ability in their life. I mean, there's so many things that you just gotta realize that this is a force that you just don't mess around with. You know, you gotta be an adult about when you're hanging out with these folks.
Right. Well, and what Facebook is really trying to do is make sure that they're not having spammy stuff show up in the news.
Well, I don't blame them for having standards. I mean, heck, I guard my intellectual property. I don't let people mess around with my intellectual property.
Absolutely.
So I get that. It's just that it's a big business. It's a very elaborate
business.
And they're more sophisticated than we are. That's what it comes down to, isn't it?
Yes.
You know, we don't. You know, even if you don't think you're violating their rules, you don't even know they got that rule.
You really don't.
Until they
show
up.
There's so many rules.
So just watch for them. Just be careful, right?
Absolutely.
Don't try to trick them. They're smarter than you, and they got more money than you, so you're not going to beat them. And their people stay up all the time. They're androids. They don't sleep, so they're up all night. Quick break. Right back with Kathy Perry.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.